Nolte, Trump considers releasing recording of Biden's infamous Robert Hur interview. By John Nolte on May 8, 2025. The Trump administration is considering the public release of former President Biden's infamous interview with then-special counsel Robert Hur. Back in early 2024, Hur investigated Biden's flagrant misuse of classified documents, which were willfully retained by Biden and found in seven separate places in several locations. Hur stated that he did not call on Biden to be charged with willfully retaining and disclosing classified materials, a violation of law, because of Biden's diminished mental acuity. In his report, Hur said, "We have also considered that, at trial, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview with him, as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. Based on our direct interactions with and observations of him, he is someone for whom many jurors will want to identify reasonable doubt," the report added. "It would be difficult to convince a jury that they should convict him, by then a former president well into his 80s, of a serious felony that requires a mental state of willfulness." At the time, Hur was excoriated by Democrats and the corporate media over the statements. But, at the time, Democrats and the media were sweaty with desperation to cover up Biden's obvious cognitive decline. Until that disastrous debate a few months later, the media still believed Biden was their only hope to defeat former President Trump in the upcoming election, so anyone who dared challenge that lie was targeted for destruction. To any sane person, when you are talking about a sitting president running for re-election whom a special counsel refuses to indict due to his diminished mental state, the recording of that interview is pretty important. But the Biden White House claimed executive privilege. Former Attorney General Merrick Garland refused to release the audio. A hopelessly corrupt corporate media sighed their relief and refused to make a stink. The whole story died, and no one apologized to Hur after the debate proved him correct about Biden's mental unfitness. The Trump White House might be hedging on the public release of the Hur interview, fearing the release might set a precedent that could undermine executive privilege in the future. Nevertheless, this media/Democrat Party cover-up is a very big deal. Along with flooding our country with some 10 million unvetted third worlders, we are talking about a major and consequential scandal that cannot be swept under the rug. There must be a reckoning for the conspirators, especially the media that willingly played along. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.